Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet Mishnah Dalad. So we have a short Mishnah over here, and it's talking about how much kavana, how much focus a person has to have while saying the Shema. Ha'umanin korin berosh ha'ilan o berosh hanidbach. Workers, while they're at work, they may be on top of a tree, they may be picking fruit from a tree, or they may be berosh hanidbach, they may be on a stone wall doing some sort of stonemasonry. They're allowed to say Shema. They can stay up there and fulfill their obligation of Shema. And we know the situation that they're in. They're all the way on top in a very precarious situation, a very dangerous spot. They can't have Kavanah. They're focused on their own safety. They're worrying about not falling down. So the Mishnah's Chidush is teaching us that even though they're all the way up there worrying about one thing and they can't focus very much, they're still allowed to fulfill their Kiryat Shema by being up there, because they only have to have Kavanah for the first Pasuk of Shema. And once they have that first Pasuk, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the heavenly yoke, they can say the rest of Shema without proper Kavanah. Mishnah continues and says, Mashe'enan Rasha'in La'asot Ken Batefilah, as opposed to prayer, as opposed to whenever the Mishnah says Tefilah, it's talking about Amidah. A person is not allowed to pray Amidah while all the way up on top of a tree or on top of a stone wall, because Amidah needs prolonged focus. They need to have the ability to focus on the entire Amidah, because Amidah is about Rahameh Shamayim. It's about beseeching Hashem and standing in front of our Melech, in front of our King. So that can't be done with real focus while one is all the way up there. Shema ken, because it's only one sentence of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, and then you can say the rest of it without Kavanah. Obviously, the best situation, if the worker has the ability, is to go down all the way back to ground and to say Shema properly with full Kavanah.